Welcome to today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. I'm Randy Vann. Today we're joined by Newton Mayor Randy Irvin. Another council meeting this week, Randy. And last time we had a council meeting, we kind of brought up the trap, neuter, and return program that Lucy's Pet Pantry was hoping to move forward with, and council gave them the green light.
Right, and that's something that'll help the city quite a bit. We have had an explosion, if you will, of cats running around town. Seems to be the northwest quadrant seems to be the worst, but we've agreed to help out Lucy's Pet Pantry in the catch, neuter, and return program, and that was approved by the council last night, so we're really looking forward to it. I thought it was interesting. One of the council members had asked Jenny from Lucy's Pet Pantry if this is something that we could measure to see if where we are in the process. And she said they had received 78 calls in the last 2 weeks on cats running around neighborhoods. So this is obviously something we need to do for the health and safety of everybody in town.
Yeah, $2,500 is what the city council put forward to it. And that'll take care of 100 cats. I think they had said that they have a special program, too, that they do on their own. Over 1,400 cats, I think they had taken care of already.
Right. So if you ask most people on the street if we had 1,400 cats and now add another 100, they probably wouldn't think we even have that in the whole
city.
Yeah,
really.
But, it's interesting how they grow.
Apparently they're out there.
That's
so,
right.
And thank
goodness for community partners like Lucy's Pet Pantry that'll tackle a project like this. So good for them.
Founded by a young girl.
Young daughter, yeah.
Many, many years ago. They've been doing great things since then over there. Yep. Also, we're going to start the process of looking at ways to take some motorized vehicles off of sidewalks.
We are. We've got, you know, it seems like a small issue, but I've actually witnessed the last couple of weeks some very near serious accidents with kids on scooters and motorbikes and motorized bicycles. And the state law right now is very vague on that. And so as a city, we decided to move ahead with an ordinance to at least try to keep some guidance in place. Because they are very, they can be a very dangerous because they're so small and so low to the ground that it wouldn't take very much for a car to run over one or a high pickup. So we had to make some decisions that we have to get them off the street and control where they are ridden.
Now there's a lot of kids riding these, so you gonna cite the kids or how's that gonna work?
We joke about that. I know I went to a mayor's meeting a couple weeks ago and they actually. There is a couple towns that are citing the parents.
Okay.
And then there's the sad thing is every town now has to do their own ordinance to design how they're going to handle that going forward. When really I think there needs to be some guidance from the state DOT there because, you know, do you go by size of the motor? Do you go by size of the wheels? Do you go by is it pedal first and then electric? And I don't want to, you know, we don't want to get rid of good things. I know a lot of people are biking now with the help of the electric assist. I think the biking world has grown because of that, so I hate to lose that. So we have to be very careful to write ordinances that people can be held accountable to.
Yeah. Also, we're going to have a lot of people in town this weekend, graduation coming up, so a lot of folks will be coming into our community for maybe the first time from the state.
Yeah, congratulations to the class of 2026, being a proud Cardinal and having three kids go through the Newton system and now a couple grandkids in high school. So I absolutely love Maytag Park on graduation day with the flowers and the sun shining. And, you know, we're pretty blessed to have a place in the park. So good luck to the class of 2026.
Yeah, and if some people have come back, you know, maybe they have family members here. There's a couple of kids, you know, it's been 3 years or so since the last kid graduated. They'll notice some changes in town here, especially to our streets.
We've done more street projects in the last 3 years than I think we have probably the last 10 to 15 combined. I noticed that we've already are working on another spot on 8th Avenue, got fixed this week. I just looked, actually, Joe Greif, our roads czar, gave a great presentation at the last city council meeting and showed a lot of roads in town that we're going to do some nice, solid, not just patching, but some good overlays. Yeah. So we need that. People will tell you in this town, we need to concentrate on the streets a little bit.
Yeah, there's some projects that I think about five city blocks that we're supposed to get underway, but got due to the rain, they pushed back a week.
Yeah, you know, who knows with the Iowa weather? It seems like we've gotten really dry, and then all of a sudden we get 2 inches of rain in 3 days, and now today, or this week, I think all week long it's supposed to be chilly. So
yeah.
You never know in Iowa in May.
One other thing before we let you go, let's let you comment on too. First Habitat for Humanity home here in Newton, finishing up here, and that's been a while.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. In fact, the last one that they completed, I believe, was with Mayor Hansen 3 years ago. So it's nice to see them back. And it's my understanding, not only do they have the ribbon cutting this week of the first one they've built for a while, but I believe they already have a name, a location, and are ready to build a second one. What a great thing to do for the city of Newton to put up new housing and give people permanent homes. It's an amazing program.
Yeah, that was on a D&D lot, too. I remember the old big house that was sitting there on the corner.
Right.
Yeah, yep. So.
And it's a beautiful little house. If you've seen it, it's really pretty. Not very far from the fire station, so those of you familiar with the fire station, if you want to drive by it, drive by Cardinal Corner, get yourself an ice cream cone, drive by the fire station, and you can see the new Habitat house. But it's pretty nice.
Yeah, just a couple blocks farther to the west from Cardinal Corner. Well, as always, thanks for spending some time with us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great week and enjoy Memorial Day.
Definitely. Randy Irvin, our guest on today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. Make the short drive down Highway 14 for the best dirt track racing around at the Sprint Car Capital of the World. Miss any of our Let's Talk Newton programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. And that's today's Let's Talk Newton.